Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, the uniforms are out. Pictures are coming through fast and furious. Tank Dell, man, I got to tell you, the alternate, he knows how to accessorize. He's got the Columbia blue, H-Town blue, whatever you want to call it, gloves and shoes. Got the red socks. The uniforms, I think people are fans. People are excited. It's something new. They definitely needed something new. There's no doubt. The critics will be coming out. The Texans are I think the Texans fan base is kind of rallying together. They're glad there was actually a change. The other fan bases, the Titans fan base, they're going to come out and it's going to be just a complete
It's about to be a war
back and forth.
It's about to be a war on social media.
My biggest complaint, I do not like the homes. They look borderline black. It's a different shade of blue. I'm not big on the homes. I also would have liked to have seen perhaps the red helmet as the main helmet, although I know that some people probably wouldn't like that. And maybe even a white helmet being thrown into the mix as the third. But other than that, I think it's been successful. I do think the merchandise, I mean, the days of just the generic Texans logo on the cap and you trying to make something of that, I think those are gone. I also think that since the NFL doesn't sanction all merch, there's going to be some even better opportunities for merch, because that's one of the things that Doug has done a really good job of.
Here's where this would be my one criticism, and I don't know if what factors went into this. I'm with you on the home jersey. I think a lot of people are going to be somewhat disappointed that the alternate blue, which I loved from the first day, I told you and Figgy on the way out, that's my favorite one right there. With the one with the H logo and all that stuff. Why couldn't that have been the everyday home and the alternate, like an old school throwback of the regular home?
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams do that. Like, they'll throw their older uniform.
Man, if you're rocking those at home, those every alternates, game. Ooh-wee.
If you could make that alternate the every, I'm going to ask Callan Hanna about that too, if that was discussed. If you could have made that alternate home the every game home.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty sweet.
I think the issue is, I think a lot of people like the regular uniform, so they didn't want to tick off a lot of people. I think so. I ain't see too many people complaining.
I don't know.
The only complaint I keep seeing is I want more of the H-Town blue. But I think a lot of people like the regular
uniform. But on the shoulder, if you look on the shoulder of the alternate home, it's the old logo. It's the Texans Bull logo on their shoulders with the H on the helmet. I think if that was the everyday home, and I like them, I think it was a good job, but I'd have been even more excited.
CJ, what's up? What do you think of the uniforms?
Yeah, man. As a Houston guy, I love the fact that they tried to get the blue in there, but I feel like they kind of went about it the wrong way. I understand that with the Titans that they had to probably fight to get that, but they should have, if they were going to do it that way, then they should have put the H-Town blue and the red. That would have been a way to infuse the Texans battle red with the H-Town blue. I think that would have brought it together a lot more, and you have it in two uniforms, not just one, because it looks like a little bit like they were kind of timid to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like
the red would have popped. The red would have popped with the baby blue, with the H-Town blue, man. It would have looked perfect, and you have it in two uniforms, and then it would have been a merger of Texans and Oilers fans together, because the Texans started battle red, and we all know H-Town blue is our color. So it would have infused it better, and I would have felt like we stood on something rather than we kind of just took what we could get and just ran with that one. And they should have made it all black. If they were going to do that, they should have went on ahead and did matte black instead of this dark blue. Outside of that, I love it. I'm still going to give me a CJ jersey. I'm still going to get a Tank Dell jersey. And I can't wait for this team to get on the field.
All right, there you go. There you go.
I don't know about that matte black, but.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah, but
although it does look kind of black.
It do.
We're being honest.
It does. But I just, a little bit. And as much as I wanted them to have that alternate H-Town blue jersey, just as a tribute, as a throwback. And by the way, that's certainly not a boomer thing, because they wanted it. The Texans wanted it.
Did they?
Yes, we know that.
But do we know that, or did they know they couldn't get it?
Did they know
they couldn't get it, but just wanted to make it look like they got it?
Because
if you would have talked to John McClain told you there was no chance. He literally said it in the meeting.
I know, but from what we were told, the Texans wanted that. So it's a matter of like just a tribute to Houston, and that color is not just Oilers, it's Houston. But anyway, put that aside. As much as I wanted all that, a little bit of that same H-Town blue.
I actually think it's
the
perfect
others.
Amount when you look at it.
No,
more
I'm saying on the other jerseys.
When you see the angles, I actually think it's like the perfect amount. When you see the one that the Houston Texans put out, I think it's like a really, really nice amount of H-Town blue. And then you factor in the gloves and you factor in the cleats. You got Jimmy Ward, and you got Tank Dell catching the rock. I mean, it's pretty nice. Yeah, that is Jimmy Ward, right? Yeah, I guess they took these earlier. It's definitely not Stephon Diggs.
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's definitely,
I was looking. I couldn't tell.
That's Stephon Diggs. I'm pretty sure that's Jimmy Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's actually the nice amount of the blue right there. I actually think they might have hit that.
So are you with me? The moment I saw this uniform, it was my favorite.
Mine is the road, because I think the road is going to end up being the legendary uniform of this era. And I just like the all whites. I like the
going
all
into
white
Kansas
vibe.
City winning.
You're going on the road. You got the all whites. Guys are spatted up. They're doing different things. I also think, like, as far as buying a jersey, the white jersey, there's just so much more you can do with it. So I like the all whites. I like the alternates. I don't know how I feel about the red on red. I actually thought that was kind of a polarizing topic among old school Texans fans. They called them the ketchups. Do you like the ketchup uniforms?
I just, even now, as I'm looking with actual players, not out of shape models in them. Look at Tank Dell right there. Man.
Yeah, look at Tank Dell.
Man, imagine that if that's
the hell is Petrie doing?
If that's the everyday
is that a
home
model?
Uniform.
Is that the model? Oh, that's Petrie. My bad. Goodness gracious.
Oh, that's cold.
Come on, man. Look at that. look at the alternate video and tell me that. And then look at Tank Dell rocking
look
the
at
union
Tank
and look at Petrie.
Next to Petrie. He's like, hey, Dad.
But look at the way Tank's rocking it compared to Petrie.
That should have been the everyday home uniform, man. And make the old school one the alternate. People like that. Hey, look, that's the uniform we wore back in the day, you know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I think they did. I think they did an interesting job. I think the most telling thing here right now, and this is the biggest year transformation that we've seen, is, and I remember looking at it like it was yesterday, you know, there's reason for optimism, there's hope, you just hired DeMeco, you're feeling good, but at the end of the day, you don't really have a good football team.
Right.
And Cal and Hannah are grinding their ass off. I mean, they are out there, they're mingling with the people, they show up to the draft party, they're making the rounds at the draft party, they're taking pictures, they're chilling. And that was really, like, if you go back, that was the first real exciting event that the Texans had, I would say, in damn near 3 years.
Yeah.
Because the draft party was full, everybody was excited, everybody was pumped, but you still didn't know that you had, like, a real good football team. You just had that little ounce of hope. And in a short time, here we are, you've completely revamped the roster. You've increased the excitement. People are saying things that they haven't said here in a long time. And you've rebranded and created these new uniforms. And now Cal and Hannah, like, I don't even know that they could even walk in the same manner in which they walked in last year.
Yeah.
Because the popularity has increased that much.
Make no mistake, had they done this exact thing, these exact same uniforms, 2 years ago, it wouldn't feel quite the same, because it was a bad team with bad organization.
Kyle, what's up? What do you think of the unis?
Go.
Hello.
You're too late, buddy. You got to be ready to go.
Got to be ready to go.
Damn it, man.
It's your airtime, my friend. Yeah. Can't have dead air, brother.
No.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I am intrigued to hear what Cal and Hannah say about this. You're going to ask them about the blue.
I got a bunch of questions for
you. You're hanging on to the blue, huh?
Put that aside. We won't even talk about that because you're being weird about it. But anyway, I got a bunch of questions for them. One of which is going to be that alternate uniform thing. I really feel that should be the. Is there still time to change that? There's still time to change that.
You want to change the?
Make that the everyday home. It's a badass uniform.
I think they like the home.
I know they like the home, but you can make that the alter. You can still use it twice a year.
They love the home, man.
Yeah,
they're really, really, really intrigued by the home.
And of course, I'm going to ask them about the model.
Which model?
The one from the reveal. The one that was leaked.
The four models?
Of course.
That was for lighting, John.
Yeah, sure it was. And then I'm going to ask them about at what point, this is the key question here, and they're listening right now, I'm sure, as they're driving in, so I'm going to give them a little heads up here. At what point do other owners see what you're working on? I think that's going to be key.
At what point do the other owners get to take a look?
Yeah, or know what you're doing. That you're going to be changing your uniforms.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
And you know what I'm getting at with that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Coming up, let's localize it. So Zach Wilson got traded for peanuts yesterday. I don't think we realize, with how good the vibes are right now, I don't think we realize how close we could have been to where the Jets were with Zach Wilson. Let's localize it. Cal and Hannah McNair coming up in the next 20 minutes here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.